Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. I understand there was a study done. It was looking at the cost of living and in specifically looking at the price of gasoline.
Right, yeah. You know, we've noted last summer, of course, was the summer that gas went up to $4.
And then I think we all remember that pretty well.
And then it dropped like a rock, and now it's been coming back up again. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's the summer driving season with the 4th of July coming up. And, you know, and it's a good time to look at the idea of what impact does the price of gas have on people in rural areas as opposed to metro areas? And when you start looking at the figures, price of gas versus incomes versus cost of living, you get some really interesting results.
I think you would. For instance, people often have this notion that it costs less. The cost of living is lower in outstate Minnesota.
Yeah.
And in some cases, that's true, like, for instance, housing and those kinds of costs. But gas kind of makes it an unlevel playing field.
Yeah, and when you look at cost of living as a proportion of a person's income, when you look at average incomes across the state, people in rural Minnesota make about a third less than people in metro areas. So even if their cost of living is lower, say their rent is lower, their mortgage price is lower, in proportion, it's still taking about the same percentage of their income as it does in the metro area. Well, the price of gas doesn't vary from county to county. So what you pay for gas in the rural area, if you're on a rural income, is actually going to be about twice the percentage of your income as what it would be in the metro area.
Well, and there are other mitigating factors. In rural Minnesota, you kind of aren't, I mean, you don't have much choice. You have to have a vehicle to get back and forth to some places.
You can't just hop on the bus.
There aren't readily available mass transit options for a lot of people.
Plus, you have to drive a lot farther just to get
anywhere.
And you
have to go farther, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's really a catch-22. The price of gas goes up and, you know, it starts taking a bigger and bigger chunk of your income. But for rural people, it starts taking a bigger and bigger percentage of your income.
So I think what we can gain, at least from sort of this baseline knowledge, and again, it's only a snapshot of when gasoline was at $4 a gallon, but there's no reason to expect it's not going to be back there.
But when you start looking at it at different price levels, it's still consistent. It's still taking, you know, the same percentage out of your income.
So as we look at that, it does make it a pretty unlevel playing field for folks in outstate Minnesota.
Especially for something like gas, which is such a basic need.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, this particular study didn't offer any band-aids or solutions to this problem, is there?
No, there just really isn't an easy solution. You know, you have the overriding factor of distance. How do you deal with distance, and how do you make a public transit system that can be cost effective, you know, that you can afford to run, that can serve people spread out over a wide area?
Yeah, it's a conundrum that we'll all be dealing with as we move forward. But thanks a lot for that information, and we will catch you next week. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for tuning in.